Open since 2011, the Indiana University Center for Art and Design, a partnership between IU and the Community Education Coalition of Columbus, offers design courses to IU students and community members. The center also houses a large, attractive gallery space designed for shows that acknowledge Columbus's significant place in the history of design and that encourage a new generation of designers. WFIU's Yael Cassandra attended the center's most recent exhibition opening.
Where we're standing is a chunk of the old Commons, which was part of the mall.
After the Columbus Commons was partially demolished in 2007, architect Louis Joyner transformed this chunk of the 1973 structure into the IU Center for Art and Design.
The original Commons was an attempt to bring activity back to downtown, but it was done in the early 70s, and so just kind of the aesthetic and ideas about buildings were that they were highly introverted.
The most recent wave of urban renewal in Columbus, however, operates according to a more extroverted model.
Buildings activate the streets and streets activate buildings. And when you get those two working together, then you get active, lively downtowns.
So the design of this repurposed chunk of the old Commons encouraged much more communication with the street.
It was very important for us to have the public spaces on the street, visible to the public, so that people would know that things were happening.
It's an icebreaker.
Kelly Wilson is the director of the IU Center for Art and Design.
It's to announce that a new element is in the town.
Wilson is describing the current show at IUCAD, but he might as well be describing the center's mission.
To intersect the lives of designers and artists, and to extend design and its creative impulses to a community.
That the community is Columbus, Wilson asserts, is particularly fitting because of its rich design legacy.
Of the top five buildings in the world, two of them are here. One of them is probably at the top of that list. The spirit that made that happen still exists.
To lure that latent creative spirit out of the current population, Wilson has been curating exhibitions at IUCAD that turn art viewers into makers.
The subversion of the gallery space for this project is very interesting to people, I think.
Andy J. Miller collaborated with Andrew Nyer on the installation opening tonight at IUCAD. Color Me Blank has been touring since 2011, showing in Cincinnati, New York, and Indianapolis before arriving at IUCAD to subvert the gallery space.
No matter what the age of someone walks in, sees the markers, and like, I gotta try this.
The markers, Nyer mentions, are really 5.5-foot columns with spongy tips that visitors are dipping into paint cans to mark the walls.
How does that feel, holding that?
Empowering. Pretty empowering.
But the visitors aren't marking up blank walls with these unwieldy implements. Miller and Nyer have covered the walls with cartoonish black line drawings.
You know, everybody can relate to the coloring book. Everybody has been there before.
Rarely they ended up being colored in.
Recalling his childhood as a coloring book rebel, Adam LeClaire was busy painting a hairdo on top of a cartoon head.
Often I'd make other little monsters and stuff chasing the people if I didn't like them.
But plenty of us colored inside the lines.
My father refused to buy us coloring books.
Cindy Fry was watching her daughter mark up the walls.
He absolutely believed that it stifled creativity.
You do get that initial coloring in the lines and kind of template thing that happens.
But in time, Miller points out, the template serves as a jumping off point.
You know, if you give them a blank piece of paper, they're going to have a hard time putting something down on it. But if you give them constraints of, you know, we've got three colors and there's lines to color in, you're actually going to initiate that and they're going to feel more comfortable. As people become more comfortable and the space gets messier, it gets a lot wilder.
I mean, sometimes you'll see someone will be scribbling and so it looks like Basquiat and Kandinsky made a collaborative painting.
By the end of the exhibition period, none of the original lines on the wall might be visible. The coloring book's rigid organization of inside and outside has been collapsed. And along with it, director Kelly Wilson hopes, the divisions between artist and spectator, gallery and community.
A lot of contemporary art has a bona fide experience to it, but a lot of people aren't open. They don't know how to be open. And so how do you remove those boundaries to allow that experience to be had? And this is certainly one of the ways.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassandra.
Color Me Blank is on view at the IU Center for Art and Design in Columbus through November 1st.